Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Signature legislation of the Donald Trump administration so far introduces a new level of funding insecurity for tribes and continues a pattern of investment that falls far short of the federal government's documented responsibility. That's the conclusion of a new analysis from the Brookings Institution. The report finds the main tax and spending legislation, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, stripped some $1.5 billion in federal clean energy money specifically for tribes. Brookings Institution fellow Robert Maxim says, until it was rescinded, the billions of dollars in one-time money to tribes from the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act was moving in the right direction in terms of the level of federal funding that lives up to the treaty and trust responsibility.
The level of investment that the federal government was making in the Indian country has been wholly inadequate in many areas. So yes, we might be going back to the pre-Inflation Reduction Act, pre-COVID baseline. But that baseline was way too low. And what we write in the piece is that the cycle of investment and disinvestment that you see with these latest funding cuts is really representative of how the federal government has long provided funding for Indian country. These kind of bursts of funding over a short period, often followed by longer periods of stagnation or even funding cuts. And that presents challenges not only for tribal economics and tribal economy building, but for tribal governance as well.
Maxim says the funding that was taken back could have been leveraged many times that amount in tribal economic development and productivity. Both tribal businesses and individuals were thrown by the sudden withdrawal of funds. Sherry Smith is president and CEO of the Alliance for Tribal Clean Energy and a Mi'kmaq descendant. She says many of the projects had been in the works for years. Some were close to being substantially complete. To suddenly pull funds negated time and resources that were already invested.
These programs weren't abstract climate funding. They were the backbone of financing for things like solar for all and the electrification of homes for families who've never had electricity still in the 21st century. The utility scale projects that were opening the door to tribes being able to participate in wholesale energy markets for the first time as a means to replace economies and revenues lost when coal plants or coal mines are shut down. Tribes were on track to receive about $3.5 billion across these climate and clean energy categories combined. And with all of that rescinded and only a portion of it deployed, it means fewer megawatts built, fewer transmission lines upgraded. It's about these projects that were designed and engineered, in some case, ready to break ground. So it's disrupted real projects, the clawbacks. And many of our listeners had solar farms and microgrids and all kinds of developments planned. And these financing gaps are now widened. Contractors hesitate. The timelines are now shot. Community expectations are strained and people are frustrated. And it's once again being let down by our federal government. But we're looking at this moment and we're actively supporting over 140 tribes at this moment. And collectively, we're looking at it as a time to structurally reset.
One of those abandoned projects was a series of solar energy systems to provide a consistent source of power to some 3,000 residents of the Hopi Reservation who don't have access to the conventional power grid. Former Hopi chairman Timothy Navongyalma says the funding withdrawal put many months' worth of planning and effort to waste.
They identified approximately 900 or so homes that didn't have electricity, and about 600 homes should have received solar and battery systems, mainly for off-grid homes, and that construction was slated to have started in January after a year's worth of planning. And I'm just going to refer to it as the Triple B. After that was passed, you know, we all know that the EPA terminated that funding, which meant the loss of that project, and that was a big hit to the Hopi tribe.
Navongyalma says his tribe started over from scratch and is looking to see whether there is other funding offered by the federal government that fits with the tribe's values and priorities. In addition to the loss of clean energy funding, the Brookings Institution's Robert Maxim says the same federal legislation instituted changes to eligibility for Medicaid and food assistance that has shown to leave out many Native Americans. He says that puts the federal health and nutrition safety net beyond reach for a population that is already disproportionately affected. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices,